First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, May 25th, I hope you're well. Coming up:
Iran can never possess a nuclear weapon. The president has been clear about that. They will never possess a nuclear weapon, certainly not as long as Donald Trump is president.
A deal to end Iran war could happen today, or maybe not, and a state deports 34 criminals. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump is urging both sides to take their time when it comes to making a deal with Iran. The US president has posted on social media that he won't rush into an agreement, even though he says its final aspects are being discussed. According to reports, it could include a 60-day ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, although officials in Tehran say they will not give up control of the shipping route. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says an agreement on nuclear weapons will also be key.
I'll leave it to the president to make further announcements on it. Suffice it to say that some progress has been made, significant progress, although not final progress has been made. What is the goal here? The goal here ultimately, the ultimate goal is that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. Iran can never possess a nuclear weapon. The president has been clear about that. They will never possess a nuclear weapon, certainly not as long as Donald Trump is president.
Sean Kine has won the Galway West by-election for Fine Gael after overtaking Independent Ireland's Noel Thomas in the final count. The former TD and senator, who had stepped away from politics, says he wants to do a better job in the Dáil this time. In the Dublin Central by-election, former footballer Daniel Ennis won for the Social Democrats, making them the second largest opposition party in the Dáil now. It was a bad weekend for Fianna Fáil in both by-elections, with a second last finish in Dublin Central and Killian Keane coming fifth in Galway West. Daniel Ennis is being praised by the Sock Dems for his win in Dublin Central. He topped the poll at the RDS over the weekend. His colleague in the constituency, Gary Gannon, TD, is chuffed with Daniel's win.
He worked in my office. He was a councillor in the North Inner City while I was the TD. There's nobody I work closer with in the world. And to see Daniel in Dáil Éireann on Tuesday will be one of the proudest moments of my own life. He is somebody that just has immense heart and decency. He's also just good fun. He's a great friend. And I just cannot wait to see him in the chamber on Tuesday.
34 men have been deported from the country on grounds of criminality. The Justice Minister confirmed the completion of a charter removal flight from Dublin to Poland and Lithuania. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
22 Polish and 12 Lithuanian nationals have been deported from the state. They were flown from Dublin Airport to Warsaw in Poland yesterday afternoon and then on to Vilnius in Lithuania in the evening. They range in age from their mid-20s to mid-60s and face re-entry bans of up to 10 years to prevent their return to this country. All those removed as part of this operation had received custodial sentences for a range of criminal offences. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan says he will take action if the country's laws are not upheld. This includes enforcing removal orders for people involved in criminality and for those who pose a danger to society.
Kyiv is calculating the cost of one of Russia's biggest bombardments of the war. The Ukrainian capital was hit by a hypersonic missile and a barrage of drones, with four people killed and around 100 wounded. President Volodymyr Zelensky has been to look at the damage.
We do it only on military targets, you know, in military or drones production of Russia, or it's energy. And this is civilians' goals. The museums, schools, just apartments.
Experts say the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is proving difficult to contain. They say a number of crises are combining to stem what's been declared a global health emergency. They include attacks on treatment centres, insecurity in the region and global aid cuts. Meanwhile, the DRC's football team and staff have been told to isolate before flying to the World Cup. Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee is in Italy today. She's attending a series of meetings ahead of Ireland taking over the presidency of the Council of the European Union on July 1st. Tina Gates has more.
During her visit to Rome, Minister McEntee will meet Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani to discuss Ireland's priorities for the EU presidency, including competitiveness, EU enlargement, security and the future EU budget. The two ministers are also expected to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Speaking ahead of the trip, Minister McEntee says Ireland and Italy continue to enjoy strong cultural and economic ties, with trade between the two countries exceeding €25 billion last year.
The use of tractors has led to 38 deaths in the last 10 years. Tractor Safety Week is kicking off today to give farmers steps to improve safety when driving them. Health and Safety Authority Senior Inspector Ger Hartnett describes the dangers.
So the risks with tractors are maintenance, it's safe operation, blind spots, fatigue when operating the tractors for long periods of time, and particularly operating tractors around young people and older farmers who are vulnerable groups.
Today is likely to be the hottest day of the year so far. Temperatures yesterday reached 24.9 degrees Celsius in Dublin. The mercury is expected to climb to 27 degrees today and tomorrow. Met Éireann forecaster Eilish Hankinson says high pressure will keep the country dry and sunny over the next few days.
So we can expect this fine settled weather really to last until midweek at least, with the warmth as well. There is a hint that we may see some showers around kind of Wednesday night into Thursday, and we are likely to see those temperatures kind of drop back a little bit more average for this time of year towards the end of the week.
And in sport in GAA, Dublin hurling boss Niall O'Callaghan says yesterday's win over Kildare means nothing if they can't get past Galway once more. The Dubs return to a Leinster final after dispatching the Cats for the first time at championship level since 2013. The former Na Fianna manager is hoping they can follow up on their previous two performances against the Tribesmen.
The reality is that we've only beaten them once, or had only beaten them once since the 41 or whatever it was. So massive win for us. And but what I would say is that there's just no point in doing that if we don't follow through in 2 weeks' time. So we'll take this, we park it, and we drive ahead for 2 weeks' time.
And Dublin beat Kilkenny, not Kildare, yesterday. Also, Galway secured their spot thanks to a second-half comeback against Wexford, with Tom Monaghan putting 6 points between the posts. Offaly booked their place in the All-Ireland quarter-finals for the first time since 2003 with a 129-15-point win over Kildare. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.